Poison is still fresh, 3 days.
They're following us.
If they knew we were here, they would have killed us already.
This is it. This is where Forrestal cashed in.
A friend of yours?
A competitor. He was good. He was very, very good.
Senor, nobody has come out of there alive. Please.
Stop. Stay out of the light.
Forrestal.
with us, Harry. There is nothing to fear here.
That's what scares me.
You may see, senor.
In the way.
Throw me the idol. No time to argue. Throw me the idol. I throw you the whip.
Give me the whip.
Adios, señor.
Dr. Jones, again we see there is nothing you can possess which I cannot take away. And you thought I'd given up. You chose the wrong friends. This time it will cost you.
Too bad the Jovitos don't know you the way I do, Belloc.
Yes, too bad. You could warn them. If only you spoke Jovitos.
Hokana Matuso! Nobata!
Thank you.
prolific. I-T-H-I-C, meaning stone. All right, let's get back to this site, Turkdene Barrow near Hazleton. Contains a central passage and three chambers or cists. Don't confuse that with robbing, in which case we mean the removal of the contents of the barrel. This site also demonstrates one of the great dangers of archaeology, not the life and limb, although that does sometimes take place. No, I'm talking about folklore. In this case, local tradition held that there was a golden coffin buried at the site. And this accounts for the holes dug all over the barrow and the generally poor condition of the find. However, chamber three was undisturbed, and the undisturbed chamber and the grave goods that were found in another, in the area give us a... reason to date this find as we have. Any questions, then? No, okay, that's it for the day, then. Don't forget, Michelson, chapters 4 and 5 for next time. And I will be in my office on Thursday, but not Wednesday.
I had it, Marcus. I had it in my hand.
What happened?
Yes. Billock? You want to hear about it?
Not at all. I'm sure everything you do for the museum conforms to the International Treaty for the Protection of Antiquities.
It's beautiful, Marcus. I can get it. I got it all figured out. There's no one place you can sell it, Marrakesh. I need $2,000.
Listen to me. I brought some people to see you.
Look, I got these pieces. They're good pieces, Marcus.
Look, Indiana. Yes, the museum will buy them as usual. No questions asked. Yes, they are nice.
They're worth at least the price of a ticket to Marrakesh.
But the people I brought are important and they're waiting.
What people?
The Army Intelligence. I knew you were coming before I did. Seem to know everything. They couldn't tell me what they want.
Well, what do I want to see them for? What am I, in trouble?
Yes, Dr. Jones, we've heard a great deal about you.
Have you?
Professor of archaeology, expert on the occult. And how does one say it? Obtainer of rare antiquities.
One way of saying it. Why don't you sit down? You'll be more comfortable.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you're a man of many talents. You studied under Professor Ravenwood at the University of Chicago.
Yes, I did.
You have no idea of his present whereabouts?
Just rumors, really. Somewhere in Asia, I think. I haven't really spoken to him for 10 years. We were friends, but... Did a bit of a falling out, I'm afraid.
Dr. Jones, now, you must understand that this is all strictly confidential, eh?
I understand.
yesterday afternoon, our European sections intercepted a German communique that was sent from Cairo to Berlin.
Over the last 2 years, the Nazis have had teams of archaeologists running around the world looking for all kinds of religious artifacts. Hitler's a nut on the subject. He's crazy. He's obsessed with the occult. And right now, apparently, there's some kind of German archaeological dig going on in the desert outside of Cairo.
Now, we've got some information here, but we can't make anything out of it, and maybe you can. Tanis development proceeding. Acquire headpiece, staff of Ra, Abner Ravenwood, U.S.
Nazis have discovered Tanis.
Just what does that mean to you, Tanis?
Well, the city of Tanis is one of the possible resting places of the Lost Ark.
The Lost Ark?
Yeah, the Ark of the Covenant, the chest the Hebrews used to carry around the Ten Commandments.
What do you mean, Commandments? You're talking about the Ten Commandments?
Yes, the actual Ten Commandments, the original stone tablets that Moses brought down out of Mount Horeb and smashed, if you believe in that sort of thing. Did you guys ever go to Sunday school?
Well,
look. The Hebrews took the broken pieces and put them in the Ark. When they settled in Canaan, they put the Ark in a place called the Temple of Solomon.
In Jerusalem.
Where it stayed for many years, until all of a sudden, whoosh, it's gone.
Where?
Well, nobody knows where or when.
However, an Egyptian pharaoh...
Shishak.
Yes, invaded the city of Jerusalem around about 980 B.C., and he may have taken the Ark back to the city of Tanis and hidden it in a secret chamber called the Well of Souls.
Secret chamber.
However, about a year after the pharaoh had returned to Egypt, the city of Tanis was consumed by the desert in a sandstorm which lasted a whole year. Wiped clean by the wrath of God.
Obviously, we've come to the right man. Now, you seem to know all about this Tanis.
No, not really. Ravenwood is the real expert. Abner did the first serious work on Tanis, collected some of its relics. It was his obsession, really. But he never found the city.
Frankly, we're somewhat suspicious of Mr. Ravenwood, American being mentioned so prominently in a secret Nazi cable.
Oh, rubbish. Ravenwood's no Nazi.
Well, what did the Nazis want him for, then?
Well, obviously, the Nazis are looking for the headpiece to the Staff of Ra, and they think Abner's got it.
What exactly is a headpiece to the Staff of Ra?
Well, the staff is just a stick. I don't know, about this big. Nobody really knows for sure how high. And it's capped with an elaborate headpiece in the shape of the sun, with a crystal in the center. And what you did was you take the staff to a special room in Tanis, a map room with a miniature of the city all laid out on the floor. And if you put the staff in a certain place at a certain time of day, the sun shone through here and made a beam that came down on the floor here and gave you the exact location of the Well of the Souls.
Where the Ark of the Covenant was kept, right?
Which is exactly what the Nazis are looking for.
Now, what does this Ark look like?
There's a picture of it right here. That's it.
Good God.
Yes, that's just what the Hebrews thought.
Now, what's that supposed to be coming out of there?
Lightning. Fire. Power of God or something.
Beginning to understand Hitler's interest in this.
Oh, yes. The Bible speaks of the Ark leveling mountains and laying waste to entire regions. An army which carries the Ark before it is invincible.
You did it, didn't you?
They want you to go for it.
Oh, Marcus!
They want you to get a hold of the Ark before the Nazis do, and they're prepared to pay handsomely for it.
And the museum? The museum gets the Ark when we're finished.
Oh, yes.
Oh. The Ark of the Covenant.
Nothing else has come close.
That thing represents everything we got into archaeology for in the first place. Mm.
You know, 5 years ago, I would have gone after it myself. I'm really rather envious.
Got to locate Abner. I think I know where to start. So she'll still be with him?
Possibly. Marion's the least of your worries right now, believe me, Indy.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that for nearly 3,000 years, man has been searching for the lost Ark. Not something to be taken lightly. No one knows its secrets. It's like nothing you've ever gone after before.
Oh, Marcus, what are you trying to do? Scare me? You sound like my mother. We've known each other for a long time. I don't believe in magic, a lot of superstitious hocus pocus. I'm going after a find of incredible historical significance. You're talking about the boogeyman. Besides, you know what a cautious fellow I am.
Thank you.
shower.
Thank you.
Pistare! Ah,
98.
Hello, Marion.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door. I never doubted that. Something made it inevitable. So what are you doing here in Nepal?
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. It was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out! Mohan, Temigru, Bolianu.
I did what I did. You don't have to be happy about it, but maybe we can help each other out now. I need one of the pieces your father collected. Bronze piece about this size with a hole in it off center with a crystal. You know the one I mean?
Yeah. I know it.
Where's Abner? Where's Abner?
Abner's dead.
Marion, I'm sorry.
Do you know what you did to me in my life?
I can only say I'm sorry so many times.
Well, say it again anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah, everybody's sorry. Abner was sorry for dragging me all over this earth looking for his little bits of junk. I'm sorry to still be stuck in this dive. Everybody's sorry for something.
It's a worthless bronze medallion, Marion. You gonna give it to me?
Maybe. I don't know where it is.
Well, maybe you could find it. $3,000.
Well, that will get me back. But not in style.
I can get you another two when we get to the States. It's important, Marion. Trust me. You know the piece I mean? You know where it is?
Come back tomorrow.
Why?
Because I said so, that's why. See you tomorrow, Indiana Jones.
happening, Fräulein?
The bar is closed.
We are not thirsty.
What do you want?
The same thing your friend Dr. Jones wanted. Surely he told you there would be other interested parties.
He must have slipped his mind.
The man is nefarious. I hope for your sake he has not yet acquired it.
Why, are you willing to offer more?
Oh, almost certainly. Do you still have it?
No. But I know where it is. Hey, how about a drink for you and your men?
Your fire is dying here. Why don't you tell me where the piece is right now?
Listen, Air Mac. I don't know what kind of people you're used to dealing with. But nobody tells me what to do in my place.
Fräulein Ravenwood, let me show you what I am used to. Nick!
Take your lousy hands off! Wait. Well, I can be reasonable.
That time is past.
You don't need that. Wait. I'll tell you everything.
Yes. I know you will.
Let her go.
Shoot them both.
Cairo, city of the living, a paradise on earth.
Why do you forget yourself? What is this? Where did this animal come from? Oh, no.
Cute. What an adorable creature.
Then it shall be welcome in our house.
Oh, well, no, you don't have to keep it here just because of me.
I knew the Germans would hire you, Sala. You're the best digger in Egypt.
My services are entirely inconsequential to them. You hired or shanghaied every digger in Cairo. The excavation is enormous. They hire only strongbacks and they pay pennies for them. It's as if the pharaohs had returned.
When did they find the map room?
3 days ago. They have not one brain among them. Except one. He's very clever. He's a French archaeologist.
What's his name?
Well, we call him Baloche.
Belloc. Belloc.
The Germans have a great advantage over us. They are near to discovering the Well of Souls.
Well, they're not going to find it without this. Who can tell us about these markings?
Perhaps a man I know can help us. Indy, there is something that troubles me.
What is it?
The Ark. If it is there, Atanis, then it is something that man was not meant to disturb. Death has always surrounded it. It is not of this earth.
Do we need the monkey, huh?
I'm surprised at you, Jones, talking that way about our babies. He's got your looks, too.
And your brain.
I noticed that. She's a smart little thing. Smart. Hey! Where are you going?
She'll be all right. Have a date. Come on. Come on. Marion.
Hey, what's this?
It's a date. You eat them.
Some nice girl to settle down with. Raise 8 or 9 kids like your friend Sala.
Who says I haven't?
Ha! I do. Dad had you figured a long time ago. He said you were a bum.
Oh, he's being generous.
The most gifted bum he ever trained. You know, he loved you like a son. Took a hell of a lot for you to alienate him.
Not much, just you.
Right.
Dr. Jones, der Herr in der Bar möchte mit Ihnen sprechen. Kommen Sie bitte mit uns.
You looking for me? Belloc.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jones.
I ought to kill you right now.
Not a very private place for a murder.
Well, these Arabs don't care if we kill each other. They're not going to interfere in our business.
It was not I who brought the girl into this business. Please sit down before you fall down. We can at least behave like civilized people.
I see your taste in friends remains consistent. How odd that it should end this way for us after so many stimulating encounters. I almost regret it. Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You and I are very much alike. Archaeology is our religion. Yet we have both fallen from the pure faith. Our methods have not differed as much as you pretend.
I am a shadowy reflection of you. It'll take only a nudge to make you like me, to push you out of the light.
Now you're getting nasty.
You know it's true. How nice. Look at this. It's worthless. $10 from a vendor in the street. But I take it and bury it in the sand for 1,000 years, it becomes priceless. Like the ark. Men will kill for it. Men like you and me.
What about your boss, Der Fuhrer? I thought he was waiting to take possession.
All in good time. When I'm finished with it. Jones, do you realize what the Ark is? It's a transmitter. It's a radio for speaking to God. And it's within my reach.
You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together. I've got nothing better to do.
Open it! Come back home now!
Next time, Indiana Jones, it will take more than children to save you.
I thought I would find you there. Better than the United States Marines, eh?
Marion's dead.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Life goes on, Indy. There is the proof. I have much to tell you. First, we will take them home, and then I will take it to the old man.
I can't figure out how Pellick did it. Where do you get a copy of the headpiece? There are no pictures. No duplicates of it anywhere.
I tell you only what I saw with my own eyes. A headpiece like that one. Except around the edges, which were rougher. In the center, the Frenchman had embedded a crystal and surrounding the crystal, on one side, there were raised markings, just like that one.
They made the calculations in the map room?
This morning. Willock and the boss German, Dietrich. When they came out of the map room, they gave us a new spot in which to dig. Out away from the camp.
The well of the souls, huh?
Come. Look here. Sit down.
What is it?
This is a warning not to disturb the Ark of the Covenant.
What about the height of the staff, though? Did Belloc get it off of here?
Yes, it is here. This was the old way. This means 6 kadam high.
About 72 inches.
Wait!
And take back 1 kadam to honor the Hebrew God whose ark this is.
Said their headpiece only had markings on one side. You absolutely sure? Belloc's staff is too long.
They're digging in the wrong place. I am the monarch of the sea. I am the ruler of the...
Bad dates.
I told you not to be premature in your communicator, Berlin. Archaeology is not an exact science. Does not deal in time schedules.
The Führer is not a patient man. He demands constant reports. And yet, makes progress. You led me to believe
nothing. I made no promises. I only said it looked very favorable. Besides, with the information in our possession, my calculations were correct.
Boy, they're not kidding, are they? What time does the sun hit the map room?
About 9 a.m.
Not much time, then. Where are they digging for the Well of the Souls?
On that ridge. But the map room is over there.
Let's go. Come on.
I'll take you out of here now. I'll start combing the place for us.
Jones, you gotta get me out of here. Come on, Charles, are you crazy?
You know what, I hate to do this. But if you don't sit still, quiet, the whole thing is gonna be shot. I'll be back to get you.
Charles, look at me!
The Ark is still waiting in some antechamber for us to discover. Perhaps there's some vital bit of evidence which eludes us.
Perhaps the girl can help us.
My feeling exactly. She was in possession of the original piece for years. She may know much if properly motivated.
I tell you, the girl knows nothing.
I'm surprised to find you squeamish. That is not your reputation. But it needn't concern you. I am the perfect man for this kind of work.
I promise.
Why does the floor move?
Give me your torch. Snakes.
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
To escape on foot, the desert is 3 weeks in every direction. So please eat something. I must apologize for the treatment of you.
Yeah, who's all you wanted? No food, no water. What kind of people are these friends of yours?
This particular time and place, and for my work, they are necessary evils. Not my friends. However, with the right connections, even in this part of the world, we are not entirely uncivilized.
Beautiful.
I would very much like to see you in it.
A better one. All right.
What do you got to drink around here?
We do not have much time. Soon they will come to arm you, and I will not be able to stop them unless you are able to give me something to placate them. Some piece of information which I can use to protect you from them.
I've already told you everything I know. I have no loyalty to Jones. He's brought me nothing but trouble.
Marion, you are beautiful.
I don't think we need a chaperone.
What is this stuff, Ray?
I grew up with this. It's my family label.
Well, I have to be going now, Renee. I like you, Renee, very much. Perhaps we'll meet someday under better circumstances.
We meet again, Fräulein. You Americans, you're all the same. Always overdressing for the wrong occasions.
I care too much, I think.
Your methods of archaeology are too primitive for me. You would use a bulldozer to find a China cup. Kanan, wake your men!
It is, the torches are burning out. Burn that.
Whatever are you doing in such a nasty place?
Why don't you come on down here? I'll show you.
Thank you, my friend, but I think we're all very comfortable up here. That's right, isn't it? Yes, we are very comfortable up here.
So once again, Jones, what was briefly yours is now mine. What a fitting end to your life's pursuits. You're about to become a permanent addition to this archaeological find. Who knows? In 1,000 years, even you may be worth something.
Son of a bitch.
I'm afraid we must be going now, Dr. Jones. Our prize is awaited in Berlin. But I do not wish to leave you down in that awful place, all alone.
Slimy pig, you let me go! Stop it! Oh.
Ah! Mary! Hang on!
Oh, God!
Don't fall!
Mary,
I got you! Come here!
Come on!
She's of no use to us. Only our mission for the Führer matters.
I wonder sometimes, monsieur, if you have that clearly in mind.
It was not to be, Sherry.
You bastards! I'll get you for this!
Indiana Jones? Adieu.
Take this. Wave it at anything that slithers.
Oh, thank God. This whole place is slithering. Izzy!
Ow! Jesus! Where'd you get this? From him?
I was trying to escape. No thanks to you.
How hard were you trying?
Well, where the hell were you?
Watch it.
What are you doing?
Fire!
How the hell are we going to get out of here?
I'm working on it.
Well, whatever you're doing, do it faster! Where are you going?
Through that wall. Just get ready to run, whatever happens to me.
What do you mean by that?
From here.
Flugzeug ist bereit, Herr Major. Es kann beladen werden.
We'll be right back.
And Gobler, I want plenty of protection.
Ja, hold her um.
Jones.
Holy smoke, my friends. I'm so pleased you're not dead.
Indy. Indy, we have no time. If you still want the Ark, it has been loaded onto a truck for Cairo.
Truck? What truck? Get back to Cairo. Get us some transport to England. Boat, plane, anything. Meet me at Omar's. Be ready for me. I'm going after that truck.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
Now that you're here, or what is left of you.
Trust these guys?
Yes. Mr. Katanga. Mr. Katanga, these are my friends. They are my family. I will hear of it if they are not treated well.
My cabin is theirs. Mr. Jones, I've heard a lot about you, sir. Your appearance is exactly the way I imagined.
Goodbye.
Look after each other. I am already missing you.
You're my good friend.
Sorry.
That is for fire. That is for your children, and this is for you. Thank you.
A soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictator.
Where did you go?
I'm cleaning up.
Where'd you get that?
From him.
Who, him?
Katanga. I got a feeling I'm not the first woman to travel with these pirates.
It's lovely.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Wait, I don't need any help.
You do. Not the man I knew 10 years ago.
It's not the years, it's the mileage. Please, I don't need a nurse. I just want
to
sleep.
He's such a baby.
Marion,
how's this here?
Go away. Yes. Hurts. Wow.
Well, goddammit, anywhere doesn't it hurt?
Here. Here.
I sent my man for you. You and the girl must disappear. We have a place in the hall. Come on, go, go, go.
Come on, go, my friend, go.
Don't you touch me.
I'm sorry.
about Jones?
There's no trace yet, sir.
Jones is dead. I killed him. He was of no use to us. This girl, however, has certain value where we're headed. She'll bring a very good prize. Herr Colonel, that cargo you've taken. If it's your goal, go in peace with it, but leave us the girl. It would reduce our loss on this trip.
Savage. You are not in the position to ask for anything. We will take what we wish, and then decide whether or not to blow your ship from the water.
The girl goes with me. She'll be part of my compensation. I'm sure your Führer would approve. If she fails to please me, you may do with her as you wish. I'll waste no more time with her.
Can't find Mr. Jones, Captain. I've looked everywhere.
He's got to be here somewhere. Look again.
I found him.
Where?
There.
Damit du nicht aussiehst wie ein Schwein bei deinem Standgericht. Steh auf!
The altar has been prepared in accordance with your radio instructions, sir.
Good. Get the ark there immediately.
Monsieur, I'm uncomfortable with the thought of this Jewish ritual. Are you sure it's necessary?
Let me ask you this. Would you be more comfortable opening the Ark in Berlin for your Führer? Finding out only then if the sacred pieces of the Covenant are inside? Knowing only then whether you have accomplished your mission and obtained the one true Ark.
Jones!
I'm going to blow up the Ark, Renee.
Your persistence surprises even me.
You're going to give mercenaries a bad name.
Dr. Jones? Surely you don't think you can escape from this island.
It depends on how reasonable we're all willing to be. All I want is the girl.
If we refuse...
Then your Führer has no prize.
Okay, stand back. All of you, stand back.
Stand back. Okay, Jones. You win. Blow it up.
Zurück! Zurück!
Yes, blow it up! Blow it back to God. All your life has been spent in pursuit of archaeological relics. Inside the Ark are treasures beyond your wildest aspirations. You want to see it open as well as I. Indiana, we are simply passing through history. This is history. Do as you will.
Your country a great service.
Thank you.
And we trust you found the settlement satisfactory.
Oh, the money's fine. The situation is totally unacceptable.
Well, gentlemen, I guess that just about wraps it up.
Where is the Ark?
I thought we'd settled that. The Ark is somewhere very safe.
From whom?
The Ark is a source of unspeakable power, and it has to be researched.
And it will be, I assure you, Dr. Brody. Dr. Jones, we have top men working on it right now.
Who?
Top men.
Hey, what happened? You don't look very happy.
Fools. Bureaucratic
fools.
What'd
they say?
They don't know what they've got there.
Well, I know what I've got here. Come on. Buy a drink. You know. A drink?